Hey, welcome to the official podcast companion of the Adam and JP radio show.
Hello there.
We like to call it the AJP podcast.
We do. We like that.
I'm Jay Patrick. That's Adam.
You know where to find us. AdamandJP.com, Facebook.com/AdamandJP, and on Twitter at AdamandJP. Don't forget about it.
Now, there's a lot of confusion going on about iTunes and Stitcher and our show.
Right.
Because currently, at the time we record this, there's actually two feeds.
Yes.
Where you can get new episodes.
Right.
We had to change our podcasting service. We have outgrown the service that we started out with 2 years ago.
Right, that was a while.
And so we had to make a change, which is for the best because it gives us more space. It gives us more cool things to do, like the possibility of an app coming up.
Right,
for
exciting,
the,
huh?
The Android market and for iTunes,
right,
App Store. So we decided to go ahead and go with this service, but that means we had to switch our iTunes and Stitcher feed.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's all good though.
Just
swap it over.
Right, yeah. Right. You can find, if you're using the old feed right now, and the way you know you're using the old feed, there's a bunch of episodes.
Yes.
If you only have like 3 or 4 or 5 episodes, you're on the new feed.
Exactly.
But if you're on the old one, you need to make the switch. Go to adamandjp.com or our Facebook page. I think we've tweeted it.
We have, yes.
The new links.
Always so. Imaginable. It's out there.
So, we just recorded some of the radio show for this weekend. And, of course, we started out talking about Batman and Superman.
Yeah, it had to be done. It's a big news story for people like us. I mean, give a little teaser. What do you think?
I don't know.
Original impressions on that. What are your thoughts?
Originally, I was excited as everybody in that room was.
Exactly.
Not a big fan of the logo.
That's kind of weird, but
yeah.
I mean, they've got, like you say later on, we've got to get far away from the actual
Christopher Nolan
style. Yeah, we have to.
So, I don't know. I guess we'll just have to wait and see. It's going to be an interesting few weeks, months, as we decide who's going to be Batman.
Right.
Is it going to be a continuation of the Nolan universe, which I don't think it will be.
No. Well, I don't know. I mean, with Christopher Nolan involved.
You think it would have to be.
It's hard not to be. Yeah, exactly.
But he went to such great lengths to keep that story grounded in reality.
Right.
And so how do you introduce a man in a red cape that flies around?
Well, I mean, it sounds strange, but based in reality that Batman is, never says that there aren't aliens and other beings among us, much such as Kryptonians.
That's true.
That's possible. Well, it's like Tony Stark and the Avengers. The first Iron Man movies are very, very ground-based in reality.
Mm-hmm.
But then later on, it's believable that he has extra things around him like that.
Right.
It was done well.
It's true, though. But it's cool because in Iron Man 3, they kind of go back to that based in reality.
Yeah, okay.
There's nothing too fantastical
about
Iron Man 3.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. It's exciting. This is clearly the road to the JLA. But like I hint on the radio show this weekend, if this film boffs,
yeah,
Zack Snyder will not make another.
Do you think that much? Well, he did well for, I mean, everything he's done so far has done pretty all right.
But here's the thing. I mean, Man of Steel did very well.
Mm-hmm.
Well enough that they're, you know, fast-tracking this Superman versus Batman movie. I think that's what it might be called.
Yeah.
I doubt that ends up being the
You don't title. Think so?
No.
That's what Goyer said. You don't believe
it,
huh?
And he's the writer.
Right. Yeah, he's a good one.
So, I mean, Man of Steel was, but you can't say Man of Steel was well-received because it was very mixed reviews. I mean, not even counting critics because they're idiots, but even fans. You know, some loved it, some hated it.
Yeah, but the numbers were good. That's what matters to them.
That's right.
The numbers are great.
But my point being that if you enter into another film where you're bringing both of your biggest properties into one movie and they pull a Batman and Robin, or not that I think it's going to be on that level, but, you know, they get so far away and they end up making a movie like that, or what was the one for Batman and Robin? That's a better example.
Batman Forever.
What do you think? I can't believe I couldn't remember the name of that movie.
What are you saying?
But if they do like a Batman Forever,
yeah,
which was kind of like the others, but still was in a different direction.
But it was much better than all the others combined. I mean,
it was not.
That's a fact.
It was not.
It's a fact.
It was horrible. It was the beginning of the end.
No.
Of the Batman. Adam.
No.
Yes.
No.
And that's just not opinion.
It was not.
You can research this.
How come what
Batman Forever was the beginning of the end of the Batman franchise?
What makes me love Batman Forever so much? I can't figure it out.
Jim Carrey.
Well, that's true, but I mean,
yeah.
Cuz now I don't like Jim Carrey. I don't like
Sugar and Spice.
They were great too. The whole movie's awesome. You're taking me back.
It's boiling acid. I almost got up and left the theater in that scene.
That's the first 3 minutes.
And that is the first 3 minutes of the movie.
That's terrible. Speaking of anger.
Data Fireman, let's take off.
Let's talk about some Avengers 2, shall we? Oh, yeah, I forgot about that part. Avengers 2, the headline I read in Avengers 2.
Harvey!
You love that line, don't you?
Every week.
Says Joss Whedon said Hawkeye will return for Avengers 2, but Hank Pym won't be in it, so Ultron will have a different origin story. What the hell, man?
They're completely changing the origin story. And it's like we say on the radio show. The reason why they're doing this is they know they can. They can make Tony Stark create Ultron.
That's the worst sentence I can hear describing that. More Hawkeye, no Hank whatsoever, Pym. No Hank Pym.
You love, I mean, you're a big
Hank
Pym.
Yeah, I love Hank Pym. He's awesome.
Why are you such a fan of comic characters with a lot of inner aggression?
That's true. I am, aren't I? Don't look too deep into that. Don't worry about it.
Are you going to go nuts one day?
No, not me. That's under thought.
Are you sure?
Yeah, they're always like the scientists that are having this. That's weird, isn't
one.
It?
Turns into a big green rage monster. The other beats his wife.
It's weird. No wasp either.
Maybe Hank Pym's too controversial.
Maybe so.
Because of the spousal abuse.
You think so?
I don't know.
It's possible.
But they are completely changing the origin story to make it fit the Marvel movie universe.
Because they said for years, and it's got to be scrapped by now, but they say Edgar Wright, the guy behind, of course, the movies like Shaun of the Dead and is it This Is the End? What is that one called? The new one they have.
Oh,
and Simon Pegg and the Nick Frost. This Is the End. The End's something with the end. All these end movies are confusing me. But that, you know, the guy that directs those movies, he's been in talks to do an Ant-Man movie since 2006 or so.
Oh, that's the reason then. I totally forgot about that. That's why he's not going to be in this movie because
they're still doing that?
They're still doing that,
Since 2006, they've said that, for the record. I remember this because I was in college at MTSU. So that's how I remember specifically, 2006. But
did they mention the Ant-Man movie at Comic-Con?
Not a peep.
Really?
Yeah. Something's weird about that. I mean, it's not like a big franchise to be tangled over. It's Ant-Man.
But Guardians of the Galaxy had a huge presence at Comic-Con.
It did, yeah. Yeah, we finally saw some actual, I guess some interpretive screenshots, shall we say, of what they could look like. Which, of course, Batista as Drax the Destroyer was awesome.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Rocket Raccoon.
Yeah.
An actual Rocket Raccoon.
I think they're voice casting him this week as we speak right now, actually.
They are saying that this is going to change the way you look at superhero movies.
Yeah.
It's going to be a groundbreaking superhero film, which it could be.
Who do you think is going to be the voice of Rocket Raccoon? For that, they've got to have someone well-known. They have to.
You think so?
Yeah.
You know what they should do?
I'm thinking like a Jack Black or someone.
That could work.
Yeah, I'm serious.
Why not just get Robin Williams?
Yeah, it's a little too cocaine-y.
What if you go a different route and have Joe Pesci as the voice of Rocket Raccoon?
That'd be cool, actually. I like that. But I could see, I know a lot of people hate Jack Black.
He would be a pretty good Rocket Raccoon.
Yeah, a good voice for it. I think it fits that. Yeah.
He really does.
We'll see, yeah.
So,
They could just go like Morgan Freeman or someone. I don't know. Who knows? We could be way off. Like a James Earl Jones.
That's kind of different for Rocket Raccoon.
Yeah,
though.
No, but you never know. You never know.
I can't believe that we're actually talking about a movie with Rocket Raccoon in it.
Isn't that crazy?
Who knows this? Who knows? And see, that's the thing. And this goes back to the Avengers 2. Joss Whedon and Disney. And all these Marvel people know that, and people are going to go see them because it's a Marvel superhero movie. That's where they're at right now.
Right.
Regardless of origin, regardless of story, regardless of how close it is to the comics, they know they can do that.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, and then they also had a Thor presentation.
They did,
Or Thor Dark World.
I haven't seen him recently. Is he still losing weight, that muscle mass?
Well, from the trailer, he looks about like he did in the original Thor.
He's jacked again?
Yeah.
Miley's brother-in-law?
Isn't that why he didn't want to do the Thor movie? He didn't want to stay in shape?
Yeah, all that workout regimen was crazy, he said.
What about Henry Cavill?
Exactly. Oh, yeah. He's got man.
We talked just a few weeks ago about his...
his workout regime.
Yeah.
His regimen. That's crazy.
His regime.
Yeah, he has...
his fortresses. Army of workout partners.
But yeah, that's nuts. If he stays with that, more power to him.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I sweat just talking about that. I do.
Speaking of Miley,
yeah.
So a recent online survey listed Miley Cyrus and Justin Bieber as the two worst role models today.
Really? Mm-hmm. Why Bieber?
I don't know.
Because he wears the baggy, crappy diaper pants?
And he pees in mop buckets.
Does he really?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Did you not see that a couple of weeks ago?
What happened?
You saw that.
No. There's a video of him peeing in a mop bucket?
Yeah.
Really?
Like he was hanging with his friends. They're in some restaurant. He pees in a mop bucket.
Why?
Then he grabs like the Windex bottle that's there in this restaurant and just starts spraying the picture of Bill Clinton on the wall.
Why?
Yeah.
Weird.
It was so bad that he called Bill Clinton to apologize.
Are you serious?
You want to know what's weirder than that? Bill Clinton took his call.
Nice. Yeah. Well, if you're Bieber, you can call anyone you want.
Can you?
No, apparently a president, a past president. I didn't know he peed in the mop bucket.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Man. Last year he's throwing up on stage, now this.
Uh-huh.
What's next?
What's happened?
What's wrong with Miley? Well, never mind.
Yeah.
She'll come around.
Like Amanda Bonds?
Well, what about her, huh?
She has been hospitalized under the old 5150 rule.
Which means?
She's crazy.
Cray cray.
That is, 5150 is the code that police use. That if they go and they feel that someone is mentally a danger to themselves or those around them, they can bring them in on a 5150 hold, which they have to undergo involuntary. It's an involuntary psychiatric hold, and they have to go under a mental evaluation.
Wow. That's deep.
This follows increasingly bizarre behavior, not to mention her Twitter rants, but I guess she trespassed into a retirement home on July 19th.
Wow.
You're all ugly. You're ugly. You're ugly.
Did she say that?
Grandpa, you're ugly.
Wow. Yeah. I feel like she's, has she had some work done? Like on the cheeks, and she looks different.
Well, she was going in for a nose job, right?
Oh, really?
And then that never happened.
How does she have money for that now at this point?
I don't know. Apparently, the Amanda Bonds show did very well for her.
did Lindsay Lohan ever come around?
She's still in rehab.
Is she really?
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
She has signed a deal with Oprah. As soon as she gets out of rehab, Oprah's going to interview her for the OWN network. And then she's going to get a reality show on Oprah's network.
Wow. Yeah. Are you serious?
After she comes out of rehab. Yeah.
What happens to these child stars when they grow up, even like in their teen years? They go insane. What happens?
I don't know. I guess it's a combination of the bubble they're forced to live under.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm sure it is a pretty, you know, pretty big bubble that they live under.
Oh, yeah.
You know, keeping them shielded from everything.
I mean, the idea of like going with your friends when you're a teenager to a movie. You can't. They don't have those memories like normal people do.
Right. So, you know, years and years of that, I guess, leads to craziness.
Yeah.
In the case of Amanda Bonds. Though some still believe it's just for publicity.
Yeah.
I think she might actually be nuts.
Yeah, I would go for that one, actually. I would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I wanted to share this with you. I wanted to see if any of this applied to you. It's from the website healthcentral.com.
Mm-hmm.
And it is 8 ways video games are bad for your health.
Oh, no.
Are you ready?
Give it to me.
Muscle pain.
What? Okay, we're going that route. That makes me feel better.
Though the activity level needed to play Wii or Kinect are a step in the right direction, a majority of video games are still involved sitting in front of a screen with poor posture.
I agree. I mean, an hour into a game, I am just almost like a liquid form into the floor.
The atrophy is starting to set in.
Yeah, it's true.
A study published in Pediatrics International found that the excessive television game playing led to increased levels of muscle stiffness, especially in the shoulders.
That's funny.
Seizures.
Whoa. I always see the warning. I always see that.
We've all heard the horror stories about video games or anime cartoons causing seizures from too many flashing things flying across the screen at high speeds.
Now, wouldn't that be television in general?
You would think.
I mean, even Sesame Street sometimes has the strobe effect, I would imagine.
That's true. Yeah.
Well, our video games always. You don't
Sesame
think so?
Street.
You don't think so? One, two, three, 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 three. You don't think so?
Baddie, 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 baddie. You'll actually appreciate this, is the picture they use in the story here.
Oh, wow, it's a Dreamcast.
It's a Dreamcast.
That new current technology. Those kids in their 56K.
8 ways video games are bad for your health. Up next, obesity.
Oh, it's true. It's so true.
There's an obesity epidemic in the United States, and measured on the body mass index scale, it's estimated that roughly 1/3 of Americans are obese. And this is largely blamed on bad diets and sedentary lifestyles, i.e. 100 hours of playing a video game.
105, actually.
You could be out walking.
I thought about that. I spent those hours I played Skyrim actually walking in the woods.
If I actually did this.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm probably pretty jacked, I guess.
Up next, aggressive behavior.
Oh, come on.
It seems that every time a young person commits a mass attack on innocent people,
there we go.
Video games receive some of the blame. Experts have long debated whether video game violence desensitizes young people or not. In fact, they actually promote violent behavior, says many doctors of neuroscience. I don't know.
That's ridiculous. I hate that.
I don't agree with that
way
one
out.
At all. I've never agreed with that.
Nope.
Up next, poor grades in school.
What?
Many parents suspect that kids who spend significant amount of time playing video games may be devoting enough time to their schoolwork, but in fact, they're just playing video games. Hey, what's this game? Is that World of Warcraft?
Let me see it. I can't really see it. Yeah, that's WoW. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's actually pretty good. I mean, because that would take hours to play.
Of course, yeah.
Up next, lack of vitamin D.
Oh, no. That's true. You could say that.
According to a report in Pediatrics, 7 out of 10 children are vitamin D deficient. Vitamin D, of course, is commonly absorbed through exposure to sunlight.
Wow.
Unfortunately, being holed up in front of a video game system does not afford the same exposure to sunlight as if you got up and went outside.
You still get light from the television, though, right?
What are these kids playing in this? We should grab these pictures and put them on the website. Okay, so this kid's playing something over here, and then somebody's playing Pac-Man on
Pac-Man,
the computer.
Wow, it's like a baseball game and Pac-Man.
Yeah.
Good example there, people.
That's funny. But if it's raining outside.
Yeah. I can't go walking or in the sunlight.
Changes in physical appearance.
Wow.
Yes, video games have been associated with changes in physical appearance. According to Pediatrics International, school children who played excessive amounts of video games were much more likely to develop black rings in the skin under the eyes and suffer from displacement of the shoulder blade.
Wow.
Which can be caused by poor posture and muscle stiffness.
Wow.
I can accept the black rings on the skin.
If you're up late at night gaming, yeah, sure.
It's the red ring of death that I will not stand for.
Well played.
And finally, sleep deprivation.
Yeah.
Reported Pediatrics International. Recommends that video games should be limited to less than 1 hour per day.
What?
But some hardcore gamers are spending 3 times that amount on video games. Along with increased gaming comes sleep deprivation, especially among young people. Rather than reduce the amount of time spent playing, gamers often opt to lose sleep instead.
And of course.
Apparently, according to this picture, they drink Mountain Dew and Monster.
That's hilarious. Well, that part is true. There have been many times I should go to bed. I have to wake up at like 3:30 in the morning sometimes.
So you stay up.
And I make myself like, hey, I get 4 hours of sleep, I'm good.
Yeah.
If I have 2.5 hours, I'm good.
I do 2.5 hours, then I'll come home.
Yeah.
Then I'll, take a nap. And then you don't. Yeah. You get online.
Oh, dang it.
So there you have it. You're killing yourself playing video games.
Yeah, stop it, kids.
But it's a lot of fun.
Sure, it's a good way to go out. It's kind of ridiculous because you could say the same for board games. Is there any difference that your posture of playing a board game compared to Mario Brothers?
Who's
really
playing board games?
I'm just saying. If we're trying to bring down the games here.
Oh, my back hurts from playing apples to apples.
Was Risk? Didn't it take multiple hours to play?
Yeah.
It was a very violent game with multiple people dying.
That's true.
And you sat in the same position you do when you play a video game. Why did no one ever attack Risk?
Even worse, actually, because you're hunched over a table.
Exactly. Have you ever heard Risk ever being attacked negatively? For being a bad game to play. You see what I'm saying?
That's true.
Makes me a little angry, but whatever. I love Risk, too. I'm just saying.
What about Hungry Hungry Hippos?
That's bad on the wrists.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really
you
can
get, what's that called?
Carpal tunnel?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
From Hungry Hungry Hippos.
Oh, well.
I was sad to hear this news. Do you know who Dennis Farina is?
Only from the movie Snatch, but that's about it.
Yeah, he was in Snatch. He was fantastic in Get Shorty. He's been in Midnight Run. He was a character actor that you've seen him pop up on television through the 80s, 90s, and today.
Mm-hmm.
What is this, a radio station? 80s, 90s, and today. Most recently, he had a role on one of the Law and Order incarnations. But the cool thing about this guy, you know, he always kind of played that tough guy.
Yeah, yeah.
He was either a mobster or a cop.
Right.
In the 80s, I guess his first major role was, I want to say it was 85 or 86, NBC premiered a show called Crime Story.
Uh-huh.
And basically it was set in 40s, I want to say Las Vegas. And he was a cop. And it was a very stylized, almost Miami. It was always like, hey, what if Miami Vice met mob movies?
Oh.
It was Crime Story.
Really?
And he was a cop in Crime Story. But he was actually a Chicago cop.
Really?
Uh-huh.
He actually was, huh?
Uh-huh. And then around, I guess it was like 37, 38, he decided to leave law enforcement and pursue acting.
Really?
And so he made a name for himself kind of playing this kind of tough-as-nails guy. Yeah. So Dennis Farina.
Yeah.
Did it 69.
He was great in Snatch. I know that's the only thing I've seen him in.
He was fantastic.
Loved him in that.
And, you know, I know where you could take or leave Get Shorty, but it's a pretty funny. I think it's a pretty funny movie, and he steals that movie. I mean, his character in that movie is fantastic.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he have the same kind of mouth he had in Snatch? The same vulgarities?
Oh yeah.
Because he was it was awesome.
See, that's he's one of those like a man's man.
Yeah, yeah.
I can cuss with the best of them.
Exactly.
So yeah, it was sad to hear that. That happened. You haven't heard this story because it happened the same day that the baby was born in England.
Oh, exactly. Isn't that crazy? We haven't talked about that at all yet, have we?
No.
Man, you don't want to, do you?
I mean, I don't know.
It's kind of ridiculous. It's today's.
I don't have an opinion.
It's today's George Zimmerman's what it is.
This is the weirdest story, the weirdest follow-up. Yeah. We'll get back to the baby in a second.
Yeah.
The weirdest follow-up to the Zimmerman trial.
Right, yeah.
He saved somebody last week.
Yeah.
Or pulled them from an overturned SUV.
Right, yeah. But no one's seen or heard anything from him since the actual trial ended. And the first thing you see is he's saving someone in a car crash.
It's just so strange.
Yeah, it really is.
So, I mean, when I read that online, I was like, really?
Yeah.
That
seems almost staged.
The oddest thing. It does. Yeah. Well, I don't want to say that because I don't want to go on record as saying I believe it was staged.
No, no. But it seems as if. I mean, really, what are the odds you and I would just drive down the street and see an overturned car and we could save someone and make the national media by that happening?
That's true.
Let alone that be someone that had, you know, the whole nation's attention for weeks prior.
And is living in hiding.
Exactly.
In fear of his life.
Oh, that's strange.
It's weird.
Yeah, and not to sound bad, but if I were in hiding and didn't want people to know where I was, I'd probably keep driving.
Would you?
Yeah.
I think you would just keep driving anyway. I didn't see that.
Yeah. Gotta get online.
Adam, help. And like actually calling out your name. We know that's you. Help us. Sorry. Yes, you're going to drive away singing the Indiana Jones theme. I could be heroic, but I'm not. So getting back to the baby, I can understand England going nuts. I don't understand the obsession in this country.
Yeah, I'm not so sure. My sister included, she's insane over this thing.
Yeah.
Last week, she's like, when are we going to see the royal baby on Facebook? It's so ridiculous. What is she thinking?
My wife is a huge fan of Prince Harry and William. That's
really?
Their name.
Yeah.
William's the one that's married to Kate.
Right,
who had the baby, right.
And I don't know how the whole hierarchy works, but whenever this baby was born, it knocked Harry down a notch.
Yes, it did.
So he will be king or whatever before.
He will never be king.
No, that's not going to happen.
Harry will never be king.
No, no.
I don't think, what's their granddad?
Charles?
Charles. I don't think he's ever going to be king.
That's, yeah, he's been waiting for a while, hasn't he? He looks like he's about to kick the bucket anyways. And his mom's 87 now, I think she is.
Yeah.
So I'm confused.
She's probably got a good 20 years left.
Possibly.
Yeah.
We well preserved. I'm not going to make this like an actual British hierarchy podcast, but how does it work? Why is she the queen? Her husband's not the king. He's only a prince. Why is he just a prince?
Well, I think it's the where you're born, right?
I don't think so. Is it?
No, because it's a queen. You have to...
Why is there no king?
I don't know.
Husband is Prince Philip, but she's Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah. I don't understand that.
So when she dies, will the prince, her husband, become king or her son Charles become king?
Charles becomes king when she dies. That I do know.
So he'll be king and his father is the prince?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense to my head.
He'll be the king of England. How long has it been since we've had a king of England?
All right, I'm excited. Ever since I've been around.
I'm going to write him a letter.
Maybe he'll read it. And so whenever Charles goes away, it's William.
William? Yeah.
And then it's baby George, whatever we call it.
Yeah,
whatever
it's going to be.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
I hope they name him Adam.
So it's all, that'd be pretty sweet.
He'll be like Prince Adam.
Exactly, yeah.
Like from Masters of the Universe.
Exactly. So it's all about the firstborn. That's all that matters.
I think so.
Apparently.
I'm not 100% sure. I know we have some listeners in Europe.
Right. Let us know.
They could help us out on this.
Because here in the States, we're totally clueless. They don't teach us these things.
No.
I wish they did.
Do you?
Yeah. I'm curious about this. I really am. But like I said, supposedly the actual economy of the UK is going to go crazy over this whole the British baby.
Right.
They said $91 million in alcohol alone will be sold this week because of that baby. I'm serious. I'm not joking. $91 million.
That's a lot alcohol. Of drinking.
That is a lot of drinking. And celebration.
Did you see the crowd outside the hospital?
Yeah. Did you see the big theatrical guy with the scroll?
Uh-huh.
That was pretty awesome.
Hear ye, hear me. I thought it was, I honestly thought.
I thought it was someone drunk that like walked up and made a scene of it. That's what I thought.
I thought Punxsutawney Phil was about to walk out.
I thought he was going to start streaking. I thought he was a drunk. I was like, oh boy, here we go.
Hey, everybody. She dropped that calf in there.
Let's name him Dick. Oh, okay, Mr. Put your clothes back
on. That's too much. Get back in the car, Dad.
Yeah. But they say his name will be George.
That's the rumor.
That's the rumor.
I guess that like the most money is on George.
Yeah, these are rumors now. So tune in next week to see if he is named George or if J.J. Abrams did quit Star Wars. We don't know as of yet.
What if they went with Caesar?
Caesar? Oh, wow. That could be a problem.
I know that's not British royalty.
Right, yeah.
Let's combine history.
We're not that dumb.
No. What if they name him something like Atlas?
That'd be cool, actually.
That would be. King Atlas?
Yeah, something. Get away from the original, the old school stuff.
Do you know, in recent years, because the British, if I understand this correctly, and I'm an idiot, so I may have this wrong,
mm-hmm.
the British citizens actually fund the royal family. I mean, they live off...
The tax money?
The tax money.
Really?
For lack of a better term.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's allocated funds. In recent years, the royal family has actually started taking less money.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Which is kind of cool. Because, especially in this country, many make the argument, well, what's the point of the royal family? Well, yeah. They have no political...
Exactly. I don't understand that whatsoever.
Yeah. There's no political...
What year did that stop? Did the king and queen actually have no control whatsoever? And I'm sure if you're the first king that had that, I would be angry. Like, you're raised from the time you're born to, you know, you're going to have complete power of this whole nation. And then you get old enough, and they're like, no, we're just joking.
You remember when we told you with great power comes great responsibility?
Yeah, you don't have the responsibility part. Sorry about you.
Yeah, we're going to go with the...
we're going to go with the Mr. Churchill over here instead, actually. You know how you're
What?
I was going to make a Churchill fat joke. I'm sorry. That's terrible.
I will say it.
Never mind. I'm sorry.
Did you see this? This is actually kind of funny. In all the mass hysteria yesterday, did you see who walked up to the guards outside Buckingham Palace?
Who's that?
A stormtrooper. Apparently, he was sending his well wishes from the emperor.
That's awesome.
Hey, speaking of crazy old men.
Yeah.
You just showed me a video featuring the Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah, and the new WWE 2K14 video game. They brought the Ultimate Warrior back to promote the game. Isn't that crazy?
He is old.
Yeah, well, you know, he's old. It was 30 years ago in his prime.
But the gameplay doesn't look good at all.
Not at all, does it?
Can I tell a little backstory about this?
Oh, I mean, THQ had the rights to almost every wrestling video game up until this point. And THQ went under a few months ago, so now the 2K series has brought it upon themselves to make that. 2K, I think Boston is developing this.
Yeah.
Same people behind NBA 2K13 and the MLB games, so it's more of a sports feel to it, but the graphics and gameplay don't look so hot. We saw the videos of the gameplay, not looking too good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to describe.
Yeah, it just looks like like PS2 graphics or something.
Yeah. It's very... Yeah.
Why did Nintendo lose their... amazing wrestling game. What happened to that?
I don't know.
They're on the 64 and the GameCube especially. They all had amazing, amazing wrestling video games. If you haven't played those at all, do yourself a favor and check those out.
Man, they're fantastic.
They're so good.
Even that terrible Xbox game.
Yeah.
Raw.
Yeah.
Had some redeeming qualities.
It did. Yeah, it did.
Who designed that one? I guess that was THQ.
THQ. Yeah, that was THQ.
How long have they had that? Since 97? Or before then?
It was before that because they had they actually did the WrestleMania 2000 games and... Did they do the NWO and WCW?
But didn't LGN have it at one point? And I guess that was right around the time that...
Well, that was back in like the 80s, like, you know, WrestleMania days with Hogan and all that.
But so. I remember even on the Super Nintendo, it was an LGN game, right?
Really?
Wasn't Rumble an LGN game?
Yeah, they did have some of the Genesis and all that. Yeah,
yeah.
They did.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure. It's been a while, for sure.
Mid-90s.
Yeah, at least 15 or so years.
But THQ. They've been at war with the WWE ever since then.
Yeah, it's always been a struggle, contract disputes, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Yep. But the Ultimate Warrior, you can play as the Ultimate Warrior in this game.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Which would be kind of cool.
It's a funny little promo he got. It's just odd they brought him back. As you know, the storied hate and controversy of the Ultimate Warrior in WWF/E has been going on for quite a while now. So it's weird that they brought him back just for this game.
If you don't know, he is the only WWE superstar ever that when they release the DVD, it's a comedy. They're actually making fun.
Yeah,
of the Ultimate Warrior.
As it should have been. It's DVD. Pretty funny.
Because he was ridiculous.
And you see some of that in this promo, actually. It's the funny part about it.
And I won't say, now, of course, you know, at the time, I was a huge Ultimate Warrior fan.
Right, yeah.
But as I started to discover other wrestling outside of the WWE and WWF, you know, once I was in high school or whatever, and I started seeing tapes of the Texas Tornado.
Right.
Kerry Von Erich.
Yeah.
The Ultimate Warrior was just a Kerry Von Erich ripoff.
You think so? With the tassels and the muscles and all that?
Even the movesets.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
Without Kerry Von Erich, there would have been no Ultimate Warrior.
True.
I think I can safely say that.
Yeah, I agree with that. I can say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Kerry Von Erich, you know, never made it.
Right.
Oh, did, was he in the WWE?
He
for
was.
A second?
He was a Texas Tornado.
Yeah, he was a Texas Tornado.
Yeah, he was there. Yeah.
Yeah, but at that point, they already had the Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah, and people thought that he was the new Warrior and this blah, 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 all this stuff.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
So, so when they released the DVD, it's basically all the current WWE superstars kind of making fun of the Ultimate Warrior.
Exactly. Yeah, and they're hilarious.
They show his ridiculous
his promos. So yeah, he's back now. I guess they put all that under the bridge and. Or they wrote a big check, whichever one came first.
I'm sure it was the big check.
Yeah, probably so. Yeah, and he's back to promote it.
Because they need something.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And then The Rock is on the cover.
Yeah. But it's so odd. These old superstars come back out of nowhere that they claim they will always and forever hate the WWE. But as soon as a big game comes out, such as All-Stars came out a few years ago, Macho Man, before he passed away, mm-hmm. had a promo for
that. That was fantastic,
that's the first
too.
Time you see him on a WWE screen in years.
That's when
years.
I thought he was, oh, when I saw that, I was like, all right, well, because that came out around January, February.
Yeah, yeah.
Right before they started the march to WrestleMania uh-huh. that year.
Yep.
I thought for certain that was an indication that Macho Man was going in the Hall of Fame.
Right, yeah, totally.
And he's still not.
No. I don't know. It's got to be very soon. It's upon us.
Yeah.
It is.
Who will induct him when he goes
in? I almost said Sherry, but that couldn't be it. Wow, she's gone too.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, nope, not Hogan. They hate each other.
Uh-huh.
That's tough.
I don't know.
Maybe Lanny, his brother?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably so.
But who would you say... Who could you look at today that you can see a lot of influence from Randy Savage in?
CM Punk, for sure.
Yeah, so it might be CM Punk.
Yeah.
But he just doesn't seem like the time that would, you know, I don't know how good an induction speech by CM Punk would be.
Yeah.
I don't think he can be that sincere.
Right, yeah, I don't think so. Speaking of that, have you seen his new Wolverine look he has going on, CM Punk?
Yeah.
I guess in preparation for the new Wolverine movie, it's crazy.
I don't
crazy.
Know. Is he in the Wolverine movie?
No, but he looks like he is.
You know what I loved about Raw this past week? 45, out of 3 hours,
yeah.
there was 45 minutes of Daniel Bryan.
That's true, isn't it?
Yeah, because he had to wrestle 3 matches.
That's true. Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Plus the opening segment.
Yeah. People love him.
Yeah.
It's a good thing to do.
Yeah. That was some great matches, too.
Yeah.
One quick news bit before we move on. A brand new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game is coming later
right.
this year.
Right. What's it called again? Does it say what's it called?
I think it is called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Out of Shadows. Yeah. It will be a downloadable title that will be available for Xbox 360, PC, and PlayStation 2 in August.
Mm-hmm.
This will coincide with the CGI animated TV series, The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which, by the way, looks terrible.
Ooh, that does look pretty bad.
And, of course, there's the new movie that's being filmed right now right. starring Megan Fox.
Exactly.
And
I'm curious about that one.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm excited, though.
I don't think it'll be good.
No, probably not.
Yeah.
It is Michael Bay.
That's true. Hey, if we don't see you before this weekend, make sure you check out the radio show this Saturday, 4 to 6, on the WGNS network of stations. Get more info at adamandjp.com. And don't forget, brand new iTunes and Stitcher feeds.
That's true.
So you need to get up to date, because eventually the old one's going to go away. And Instagram, Twitter.
Vine. Don't forget the Vine. Soon, we're going to start the Vine videos. I promise you, I assure you, they'll be grade A and good quality. I promise you.
You know, we're going on 6-8 weeks of this week in and week out.
I'm waiting for Vine to take off.
Vine's
first.
On the way.
Once we get this contraptions of these lenses working, we'll be right on the track. Don't worry.
I know what our first video will be.
What's that?
Our first collaborative video.
You want to say it?
Well, I don't mind. If you keep up with the show, there was some heat between myself and Big Mike from the Troll Food Podcast
uh-huh.
concerning one Selena Gomez. He bought Clerks. Selena Gomez's CD came out this week.
He bought the Blu-ray and a Blu-ray player just for that.
Yeah, well, that was his choice.
You should buy a new boombox and the special edition CD for this.
And a tape.
Yeah, exactly.
So I will be purchasing the Selena Gomez CD this week, and we will Vine that as proof.
Yeah.
I've got big plans.
Do it.
Big plans, Jerry.
I'm excited.
Check us out online, adamandjp.com.
Facebook.com/AdamandJP. Always on Twitter at AdamandJP.
I'm Jay Patrick. That's Adam.
This is the Adam and JP Show. Sealer.